Well, at employment meetings in general, everywhere, people are desperate. Show up drunk, free, ready to work, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, those are some big obstacles nowadays, but.
Well, then I'll go ahead and get started, and Don can catch up when he comes in.
Okay, sounds good.
Since Matt's here this morning, let you bring us up to speed and get back to work. We did check on that playground equipment that we talked about last time. I got Billy, had met with your maintenance staff, got the contact information from the people who moved your playground equipment. He's been in contact with them. They're supposed to get out and give us a quote, so we'll kind of let you know when we get that back of how we're moving forward with that. But plan is for right now that we want to proceed.
Okay.
As long as everything works out, so. That's where we're at on that. It's a shame that it's.
Thank you.
It's very nice equipment. It's a shame you couldn't have utilized it for yourselves, but it is what it is. I guess it's one of those things where your loss is our gain, and as far as that goes. But go ahead. I just wanted to.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I appreciate you all letting me crash your work session and just check in. Good morning. And so, yeah, I really was just looking to get some feedback that I could share, take back to the board. I think last time we talked, you guys were going to go over and take a peek. And
yeah, I took a look at it, too. I mean, just drove up.
It's a nice piece of equipment.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah.
It's in pretty good shape. But I'll take that message back. Other than that, as I mentioned earlier, things are kind of settling down, and after homecoming, and we're at week 7 now of school at the high school and middle school. I think week 4 then with the elementary, and you know, we're getting used to being in a really awesome facility. It's great. The stadium's working out well. Actually, again, getting the end of the quarter means it's like a senior recognition night. I think
oh
we
my
have.
Gosh. Wow.
Boys or girls soccer this week, the Thursday, and boys next week, and then, I mean, yeah, just like that, right?
Wow.
It goes quick. Andy and Mike, we are meeting with a radio vendor. One of the few things that got lost in our move was our bag of radios for the elementary.
And no so, way.
Way.
God.
Yeah, so we had to piece together, we got 4 or 5 over there, which is not hardly enough at the elementary. So we've got a vendor coming in here at 10 o'clock to just kind of look at all of our radios because they're pretty dated. Liz is going to be in that meeting also because I think he's got Mark's radios as well as some those that have knockoffs, if you will. I think they're using over at Tecumseh or TIP. But
what vendor are you meeting with?
Michael Wolf.
From what? You don't know the company?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's only a few of them around here that really do it, so, and they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
But so probably one of us will coordinate with you, and then that we've got the final version of the emergency operation plan ready for y'all to look at.
Okay.
This one we took the time to reformat it. And took it from 110 pages to 75, and just without messing with verbiage, just yeah.
I got you.
Yep. So we're down to a half page of punch list items at the new building, and as well as the stadium, and
great.
Things are going well. Still need bus drivers, still need custodians, and still need one for food service person.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many bus drivers are you sure?
Two. We have two buses that run double routes. Good news, when you mentioned the traffic, our traffic at the middle school and high school is, we changed things around quite a bit, and again, always bumpy at the beginning of the year, whether you change things or not.
Right.
But we're actually getting all of our kids to first period on time.
For right.
The first time in a while. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Occasionally our double routes get hung up if we have bad weather or a little fog or whatever, but other than that, that's
oof, dozen routes, that's a...
Yeah, yeah. It's really bad in the afternoon with our elementaries. We've got some, again, traffic hits right. We've got buses that don't get back till 4:45.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So, really looking for drivers, desperately. We'll help with certification.
Who do you talk to about that?
Well, you can start with me, or you can go right to Brent Fugate, who's our middle school principal and our transportation coordinator, or you give Kathy a call, Mihailovich, who's our assistant.
I know.
She's in the garage office all day. And, yeah.
I might be interested in that. I have a class A CDL, so I just have to get the bus driver.
His bus will be back at 7:30 in the evening because he'll be talking to all the parents and kids.
I was going to say, kids would get that'd be another level of education.
Exactly.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to retire in March, so maybe that'd be a good thing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, we'd love to have you. We'll keep you busy.
All right.
Doing something, put you in the kitchen if you want. Quality control.
Matt, when you get that that emergency action plan, if you just want to forward it, we can review it. Or
sure.
If you want to meet on it, just let me know, or a little of both.
Zip it over. Not a lot of huge changes, just more names and contact.
Sure.
IC stuff, and so. Yeah, I can do that.
And as far as your communication stuff goes, you know, when you get that kind of figured out, we'll see if there's any integration potential or anything with our stuff, and I'll get Josh to work on that.
And then lastly, we said something at the last staff meeting, we're going to put protective film. We're working with Safe Haven Defense, Kevin Hallam, who lives here in the district, and do some protective film on all our class entrances in the cafeteria back there over at the elementary school. So hopefully get that in before winter.
Great.
What does that do? Just blocks the view, or does it?
There is a tint to it, but it is takes the impact of bullets.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. I got to see a demo over in Springfield last spring.
Yeah.
And really impressive stuff. But, since the Tennessee thing, the philosophy has really been about protecting the exterior.
And right.
Fortifying that as much as you can to keep folks out.
Yeah.
And so that's the stuff we're taking there. And then they've donated some product for the high school and middle school as they had extra and other jobs and have been fortifying what's at the middle school and high school.
Great.
Yep.
That's
going
to be grants available for that too. I know we
Kevin thought there was one out there. You know, some of the federal grants we don't qualify for because we're not a high poverty district. We're a low poverty district, so I checked those out. None, and there's nothing right now with the state, but keep an eye out for it. For
sure. And we got those other coverages with mostly.
Yeah. So, bless you.
We were asked about the Stop the Bleed kits. Are you familiar with that at all? They're basically a kit for the classroom that is a stop the bleed for serious injuries,
mm-hmm.
wounds.
Yeah.
It's got a tourniquet and stuff in that. We're in the early stages of looking into that to see if there's any grants or sources. I mean, they're not cheap kits. They're anywhere from $40 to $80 a kit. So we were asked, Liz asked about that the other day. So we're seeing if we have any availability to get them on behalf of you guys. So we're looking into that. We're just early stages of it.
So that's good to know. Now, is that different than what's in the green backpacks that are in each of the classrooms?
I'm not sure what's in your green backpacks that are in each of your classrooms.
I'll get back with you.
So.
I know that has like first aid stuff in it. I don't know the inventory, but we're going through that right now because we needed some of those to stay here, and so we're short at the elementary right now. So Tricia Moore's been working on account for those. But
and if you'd like some input from us on what's in that,
yeah,
feel free to ask.
Yeah, I don't know how long those have been in place.
I'm not sure what's in there. Stop the Bleed's a national campaign that's been going around. It's kind of gaining some traction at this point in time as far as trying to get it into all the classrooms or facilities that, you know, have, you know, kids around and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively new within the last couple of years. So Liz asked about it. We're looking into it. I don't know if there's anything we can do or not do. But we'd be more than happy to, you know, help review those first aid bags or whatever, if you need it. If you don't, that's fine too, so.
I just sent Trisha a note, and yeah, I'll get back to them.
Okay.
Those are 4 or 5 years old.
Good list.
The SRO, School Resource Officer.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
She's a good.
No, not because she ain't good, she's a back of sick.
Anything else?
No, I don't have anything. You guys.
No, man, great trip.
Well, again, appreciate your time, and Andy, have a great trip.
All righty, thank you.
Be anxious to hear the report. Have a good one.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, land use plan. I have a draft. Obviously, there's a few things that need to be fixed, and I just sent it out raw as I got it.
Mm-hmm.
The bookmarks need to be fixed, and the table of contents, that'll be relatively easy, just formatting. I didn't know if you had a chance to look through it or not. The map, for this purposes, is small. It'll be 11 by 17 for the final draft and a folded,
mm-hmm.
folded one. It'll be bigger. I was able to make all the corrections from the land use. I can get you guys a bigger one or take a look at it in the PDF format where you can zoom in and stuff, to make sure I didn't make any errors. I did it as we went, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things we talked about from the mapping, I was able to, if you remember in this blue area right in here, there was a parcel that jutted down because
right.
it was one parcel. I was able to get all those splits taken care of and done.
Mm-hmm.
So everything matches up now and is right. But I'll send out a separate PDF on that. Let me make a note of that so that you guys can zoom into it, take a look at it, make sure it's... what we're looking or what we decided within those meetings. I didn't know if you had any other input or anything before we start sending it through the official approval process. So I just wanted to get it out for you.
I still have a concern that there's a differentiation between what is existing and what we would like it to be. Like the green at the bottom, we've got 3 green parcels that are clearly park, and I realize that we want the other ones to become park. Maybe some of those actually already are park, but I think it's a bit confusing to say that what is and what is what our desire, what we actually have and what our desires are. And I don't know if there's a shading that we can put on it or
that's what he was going to, I thought he was going to do, was put dots or the, on the one of them had bars in it on the last one, diagonal.
Oh, like hash marks, yeah.
Maybe go back, I can go back in there and look at it. Maybe it just didn't show up in the print as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, I look at, the school, we got that. That is the school, it's brown, so those things both are belong to the school. And so that's not going to change. But I think it's particularly confusing for the green that says, oh my gosh, look, we got all that community park already, when that's what we want it to be. And then the same thing, office residential, everybody's going to be like, well, I'm not office residential. So I don't know if there's, we need 2 maps, like, here's what it is now, and here's what we're, if change happens, this is what we'd like to see there. Just from a standpoint of getting the message across that this is the desired use, it's not the required use, it's the desired use, and it's not the actual current use.
Well, another product that you do see in some communities is they have a set of three maps, a land use map, a zoning map, and an existing land use map.
And maybe that's...
And so maybe we take the time to put together, and it's going to be a little bit of time to get that done, of the existing land use map, and then that becomes part of the document.
Do you want the existing land use map, or do you want the existing zoning?
Well, we have the existing zoning.
Okay.
So the existing, and once again, there can be a conflict between existing land use and existing zoning. In other words, we have some things here in Brandt that are zoned industrial but are being used as a residential use. So those three maps kind of work together sometimes. Well, and like...